Hallelujah. So let us bow our heads. Father, we just love you now. We just worship you. We adore you. We magnify you. We praise you. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough. But God, you have gifted us each with the ability to give you praise, Lord. From the bottom of our hearts to the depths of our souls, we say yes to you. We say hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for this day. It is the day you have made. We rejoice in it and we are glad. And we thank you, Lord, that you are there to hear and to answer our prayer today. Yes, Lord. And we just ask you to have your way with this, thy word. This is your word, oh God. And so as we enter into this new series, Lord, we want you to reveal yourself, reveal your heart, reveal your will, oh God. Reveal that which would bring glory and honor and praise to you. Hallelujah. If we will just tune in to you like the old Batman and Robin cartoon used to be, the old show used to come on, tune in so you'll need to see the next scene. If we'll just tune in to God and tune in to Jesus and tune in to the moving of the Holy Spirit, we surely won't miss anything. We won't miss what we are expecting. We won't miss what we even didn't realize that we needed. You have more for us than we can even imagine. And so, Lord, we just tune into you now. And we ask you to just tune us in, Lord, just for a little while. Help us to just come into your presence and receive from you. Sup with you and you sup with us, Lord. And we will definitely be able to go forward in you. We'll have some sustaining life. We'll have healing. We'll have what we need. And it will exceed what we need so that others may be blessed. Somebody's hurting today. Somebody's behind the prison bars. Somebody still doesn't have a roof over their head. Somebody, Lord, is troubled in the White House. But God, if they'll just tune in and turn to you, may our prayers just draw them closer to you. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. Hallelujah. The prayers of the righteous. Oh, anoint us afresh, Lord, and bless us now. Anoint us to hear what thus saith the Lord. And we give you all the praise. Anoint me to bring that word, Lord, as best that I can. I can do all things through Christ, who is my strength and is my joy. In Jesus' name I pray. And I give you praise now. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If you want to say hallelujah, just say hallelujah. If you want to say thank you, Gene, say thank you, Gene. Whatever is in your heart, just give it unto God. Hallelujah. I'm here to just bring a summary of this introduction for the next 9-week series, and it is the architecture of God's grace. Hallelujah. The architecture of grace. And it was chosen what? To signal that grace is more than just a fleeting sentiment. It's the solid structural foundation that supports the entirety of our spiritual lives, church. Just as the architecture is designed to build a house and protect it, this series explores grace as the framework that replaces the yokes of performance and shame mentioned in Isaiah 58. Oh, yeah, the song's coming. I'm just trying to introduce a little bit first. That's not a long song. It's just a brief song. But I wanted to bring this introduction to a point first. Biblically, the architecture of God's grace is designed as a spiritual house built on the foundation of Jesus Christ. He is the chief cornerstone. And then believers as living stones are fitted together by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Just think about that. It is what? A masterpiece of divine craftsmanship, transforming individuals into a holy temple. We are the holy temple of the Lord, united, secure, and fueled by what? Free favor. Hallelujah. And so That's what this architecture of grace is all about. The foundation and the cornerstone, Christ, he is our only foundation. The cornerstone itself, Jesus is that cornerstone. Without Jesus, we are, there is nothing. We don't have any structure. We don't have any integrity. We don't have any completion. The materials, living stones, that's us. We're believers as components. So Christians are not random individuals, but living stones carefully placed in a spiritual house. All right? God is what? The master builder and architect. He designs and he builds using grace to transform broken lives into functional parts of his masterpiece. You are his masterpiece. Yeah. Hallelujah. Created for his glory. I'm just trying to give you an introduction to this series, the architecture of God's grace. Grace as craftsmanship, that process involves drawing people to Christ and then remaking them for the purpose of God. Hallelujah. Then there's what? The characteristics of that structure, which brings security and peace, and then the holy priesthood, as well as sustainable building. Hallelujah. These things, hallelujah, make all things possible for the, and they reveal what? The architecture of God's grace. So we will get into this series. My scriptures actually are founded in Ephesians 2, verses 8 to 10. That's my key, that one of the key scriptures, Ephesians 2, verses 8 to 10. And then Genesis 3, verses 7 to 9. And then I will give you a background scripture, which is Romans 5, verses 1 to 5. And verse 8, Romans 5, verses 1 to 5. And then verse 8. And then Romans 6, verses 1 to 12. Right, Romans 6, 1 to 12. Another background scripture is Titus 3, verses 5 to 7. All right, now read that if possible. But this actually gives us a foundation for the architecture of God's grace. And of course, my thought is what? Take off the mask and see the real you in the mirror. Take off the mask and see the real you in the mirror. Amen. We were actually, I think I was teaching and talking about the mask and the veil. All right. How do they affect the architecture of God's grace? Where do they come in? How do they fit in? All right. So from this point, let's hear this song. Hopefully it will inspire you, all right, when it comes to the architecture of grace. All right. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes you don't have to say a word. All you have to do is just fix your heart and your mind on the Lord. Hallelujah. And he will help you when it comes to any mask or anything in the mirror that doesn't look right, anything, the Lord is able. And the word of God says in Ephesians 2, 8 to 10, it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And of course, Ephesians, it declares that salvation, what? Is that free gift of God's grace. It's received through faith, all right? Faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So when you exercise faith, even if it's childlike faith, it will cause wonderful miracles, great things to happen. This is not earned. It's not by works. Hallelujah. Faith comes first, and then your actions take place. Eliminating what? Human boasting. Believers are what? God's workmanship, created in Christ to do pre-planned good works. But that's the works that God planned. We didn't plan them. He planned these works. Hallelujah. He planned works before we ever had thoughts. But the Bible say the preparations of the heart may belong to man, but God has the final say. Proverbs 15. Amen. It highlights grace as what? The cause, and then faith as the means, and works as the result. Hallelujah. Grace is the cause. Amen. Because of what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Christ has done this. God has done this. God has purposed this. God has planned this. All right. And so salvation is entirely due to God's unmerited favor.
Yeah.
It's not human effort. It's not anything that we can do that will make the difference except believe. We should believe. We should have faith. And then that opens up the grace of God. Amen. The architecture of the faith. Taking off the mask. So important. Seeing the real you in the mirror. Amen. What do we really see if we don't see our true selves? But the mirror really, I'll talk about that in a little bit. All right. Faith is the mechanism by which we accept this gift. But even what? That faith is empowered and enabled by God. All right? Faith. Amen. Right. Not works. We have to receive what? By grace, what? Through faith alone. Apart from works, the works of the law. The works of the law, they don't give us the favor. They don't give us the success. There were so many laws when it came to the Old Testament, over 600 laws. We couldn't keep all those laws. And under grace, the Lord enabled us, number one, was to keep our faith and keep our covenant and our trust in God. All right? Good deeds cannot buy salvation. And of course, it is not a reward. Good deeds don't bring a reward. Good deeds only bring blessing when we have committed our hearts and faith to the Lord.
Amen.
That way, man doesn't, you know, you got man that's talking about boasting. They're talking about what they did. I did this. I got on my feet all by myself. But no, this is the gift of God. No one can take credit for their own salvation. Did you save yourself? Did you forgive yourself and had true peace that you know you really needed? That's what the mask is all about, is when you covering up something that you really can't even forgive for yourself. You had trouble forgiving yourself. Hallelujah. But God is what? Jesus is the great forgiver. He's the one that has come to take upon himself the sins of the whole world.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The past, the present, and the future. Hallelujah. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, he is. So no man can take credit for the gift that God gives each of us. That gift, hallelujah, is just amazing. It's just unspeakable. It brings what? Unspeakable blessing, unspeakable joy, all right? And we, as God's workmanship, we are his masterpiece, his handiwork, remade in Christ. We are nothing without Christ. What is that verse we talk about? 2 Corinthians 5:17. Hallelujah. If any man be in Christ, you are a new creation. What? Behold, old things have passed away and all things have become new. Amen. So we are remade because we have placed faith in Christ. Amen. And then what? We are saved for good works that God prepared in advance for us Not saved by them. We're saved for good works, but that's because God prepared in advance for us, but not that we are saved by our good works. I'll break that down a little more for you. Titus 3 talks about that too. All right. So let's go a little further here. We're just trying to get it in your understanding that the mask has to come off. And what is that mask? All right. We'll talk about that a little bit too. All right. Here you go. The mask. Now, the mirror represents God's word and self-reflection, showing our true spiritual state and Christ's glory, while mask or slash veils symbolize hypocrisy, shame, and even the hidden self. The hidden self, what in the world has the hidden self got to do with it? A mask. The mask covers all that stuff up, but it symbolizes it. Hypocrisy. You know what hypocrisy is. You're just not being real. All right. Shame, you just you did it, but you don't want to confess it. Hidden selves, all right. You're still not being real with yourself. And if you're not being real with yourself, you're not being real with God. All right. So of course, key verse was 2 Corinthians 3:18, too, which reveals the unveiled mirror transformation. And then James 1, 23, 24 reveals the word as a mirror. Okay. But that unveiled mirror transformation is where the Lord steps in. All right. Here's the breakdown of that. The mirror, which is the word, reflection, and transformation. This is number one. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into what? The same image from glory to glory. So God is doing something as we honestly and openly come before Him. It shows the word reflecting Christ doing a change in us, doing a work in us, you know? And then James 1, 23, 24 says, compare one who hears the word but doesn't act to a man looking in a mirror, seeing his face, and immediately forgetting what he looks like. Wow. That's definitely, I mean, it's something, you know, because we should be able to remember what we look like if we're looking in a mirror, you know. And if we're looking in that mirror and we don't like what we see, then we try to do something about it. But in the spiritual sense, all right, that's what it's talking about here. You know, it's something deep down inside that's not right. The Holy Spirit and the Word of God has a way of wooing us and just touching us and drawing us. You know, He draws us with loving kindness and tender mercy. And that is again a revelation of what? Grace. All right. He's revealing grace again. But the key is whether or not we are paying attention. Are we paying attention? For we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. That refers to limited current spiritual understanding. So the more we seek God, the more we understand, the more we seek His word, the more we get the understanding that we need to take the mask off. We need to be honest before God, because God sees everything anyway, right? So Jesus warned in Luke 12, 1 to 3, He warned the Pharisees about phoniness, stating, you can't hide behind a religious mask forever. Sooner or later, the mask will slip in your true face, your true colors. It's not just your face, because you can have the most beautiful face in the world, but whether or not your heart is right, what's happening in your heart, that's where your true motives are. All right. And this is what we talk about in Genesis 3, 6 to 7. Adam and Eve was sowing fig leaves to cover themselves after sin. Eve disobeyed and ate the forbidden fruit, and then Adam followed right behind. And then they tried to hide their shame. They tried to hide what they had done. But God saw it, all right? He saw it. And then what he wanted them to do was just acknowledge it. That's why he asked, "Where are you? Where are you, Adam?" They were hiding, but thinking that they, that they could get away from the living God. You can't get away. You can't hide. All right. God sees it. He beholds what? The good and the evil. And so th this was what? The first mask of shame. And how many masks of shame and just veils, and coverings and mirrors have been broken since Adam and Eve. They started it first, and then it's just continued for generations and generations to the point now where God, if we don't believe and trust Jesus as Lord, if we don't turn to Him, that mask will take us out. It'll take us out. It will cause our lives to be lost. Yes, it will. All right. But Moses was wearing a veil, and of course, this is how hearts are veiled until they turn to the Lord. Your heart, that veil can be a blessing to you, or it can be a hindrance to you. All right. The veil that Moses wore really covered his face because he was in the presence of the Lord so much. But this veil that we have over our hearts, it prevents us from having access to the Lord. All right. The true grace that comes through Jesus. All right. The Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. 1 Samuel 16, 7. So the thing for us to do is realize God sees. He sees our heart. He sees our actions. He knows. He hears our cry, all right? Even when we don't express it. Even when we don't express it, he knows, all right? But what he wants us to do is express it, though, all right? So, as we continue, it's I wrote so much here. I just want to make sure I didn't miss anything. Let me backtrack. All right. Now, Ephesians 2 and 10, let me break this down a little more. What does it mean to say we're not saved by works? Let's break that down just a little more, church. It means what? We can never earn our way into eternal life by good deeds, mission trips, winning smiles. You can have the biggest, beautifulest smile in the world, but that smile is not going to do it. All right. It's not, let me just finish. Pleasant personalities, good study habits, worship attendance, baptism, church membership, getting along with others. All right. Volunteering at mercy centers, helping the homeless. You say what? That's not going to get it. We can never do it by works, church. All right. Helping the homeless, caring for the unwanted youngsters, all right, or orphans, I believe that's what that is. Writing checks and giving money to worthy causes, keeping the law, being a good neighbor. I ain't talking about just State Farm either. All right, being a good neighbor. Okay, what? Not being a good citizen? Can you be a good citizen and please God? Wearing religious symbols? Whoa, we got some, don't. Telling the truth and uttering mantras? Uh-oh. Performing acts of heroism? We got some heroes. We do have some of those, don't we? Doing random acts of kindness? Huh? Or giving someone a parking space? You ever gave somebody a parking space and say, "God bless you"? You say bless them at the same time, or did they take it? Did they steal it? Which one? Favorite seat at church? What about that? You're in my seat.
Come
No. Do you really have a seat, or are you willing to give it up for the Lord? Hallelujah. But these things, church, all of these deeds have their place and time. in our walk with the Lord, of course, and that is he is the Lord of grace and mercy. Grace because of his unmerited favor, and then what? Mercy because we deserve something that we didn't get. Grace and mercy. He's the Lord of it. Praise God. Are we still wearing the mask, or can we pull it off with the loving grace of Jesus? Will we just daily allow the Holy Spirit to help and show us who we really are, or whether we'll look in the mirror or not? Hallelujah. Let me ask you that again. Will we allow the Holy Spirit to help and show us who we really are, whether we look in that mirror or not? Even if you don't look in the mirror, you still got to find peace with God. You still got to find the true grace that comes from him. All right? You still have to realize that there could be a mask and you didn't even know it. All right? But you got to be willing to allow the Holy Spirit to pull that mask, help you pull it off, help you cast down anything that's not like the Lord. You can have what? A form of godliness and be denying the very power and presence of God in your life. If you're denying the presence of God in your life, then you're denying the living God. And God is not, that doesn't delight him, but his delight is in just fellowshipping and communion and revealing himself, his heart. He wants to reveal his heart to us. Yes, he does. So let's look faithfully at and abide in God's and life-changing word. Are we willing what? To be real with God so that the Lord can be continually real with us? Hallelujah. Like that song said, I want to be completely yours, Lord. Yes. Amen. And grace helps us to do that. Let's say yes to the Lord. Oh, taste and see that he is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I tell you, you are so good, Father. You're the mask. Hallelujah. How do we get rid of the any kind of mask or bad stains? You ever got rid of some bad stains? Which one of them was the worst stain you ever had to try to get out? Was it in your favorite sweater or your favorite suit, you know, or was it on the carpet? Some felt spilled on that carpet, and boy, you had the hardest time getting it up. But we thank the Lord. Did you use Tide? Did you use bleach? Did you use Dawn? Did you use a little Lysol? And the mechanic, sometimes his hands are so greasy. Boy, if he don't have that gunk, that grease cleaner, that I think you call it gunk or something. He had to clean them hands, and then he had to clean them again, and then he might have to clean them one more time. But you know, if we allow what? The Holy Spirit to get rid of any kind of sin stains. Them sin stains are hard to come out too, except that the Lord do it. God will fix it by his grace. Yes, he will. Amen. Yes. Praise God. Wow. Lord, help me to take the mask off. Yes. And put on your love. Put on your righteousness. Put on your peace. Put on your goodness and mercy. Hallelujah. Help me to put it on, Lord, and take off the things that are not like you. Amen. The things that cause me not to love you and obey you as I should. Yes. Righteousness is imputed to the believer, all right? And that is what? Covering, to cover and take away what? Their sin, and granting them full acceptance and peace with God. Where is the need for your mask? Where is the need for your mask, brothers and sisters? God declares us what? To be righteous. The finished work of Christ, his sinless life, an atoning death, including what? The shedding of his holy and life-giving blood. These things reveal the grace, hallelujah, of God. And these things will never in Christ, they will never lose what? Their redeeming, healing power. The blood, hallelujah, the precious blood reaches the highest mountain and flows to the lowest valley. The blood, what gives you strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Justification is about being declared, hallelujah, not guilty and righteous in God's sight. And cannot be, we can't earn it, and but we also won't lose it if we receive it and walk in faith. Hallelujah. Human works, hallelujah, not of God, but faith in Christ first brings deliverance. It brings true grace, hallelujah. It brings true healing in our lives. Praise the
Amen.
Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Yes. I got a quote here also from Joseph Prince. It's out of his book called Glorious Grace. It says, the living Jesus, you will begin to live above every defeat, every sin, every addiction, every fear, every doubt and challenge in your life. When you have what? A personal encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ and keep receiving life-changing teaching in his holy word that what is full of abundance, full of the abundance of his grace. The life-teaching word of God is full of the abundance of the grace of Jesus. Jesus, what, is the gift giver, but he's also the grace giver. Hallelujah. Grace and truth will be manifested in your life. And so our Lord Jesus, the exalted and victorious one, he's sitting upon the right hand of God the Father, the mighty God, our Father in heaven. Our lives will never be the same again. Glory to the Lord, glory to God. Amen. This is how you destroy the mask and make sure that you know of who you are. When you look in the mirror, if you ever look in the mirror, even if you don't look in the mirror and you look to the Lord, you will be able to see your true identity. You will know your true identity. Hallelujah. Because the grace of the Lord will make it all possible. Yes, it will. Amen. We just thank the Lord today. Yes. I stress again that Christians have been saved by grace. Yes. And what? The grace of God is the source of salvation. And what? Faith is what? The channel, not the cause. God alone saves. All right. God saves. It's not what you do, what you your works. Your works will count when you commit first by faith your life to the grace of God. All right. Commit everything, cast every care upon the Lord, for he cares for you. Amen. And his grace will be revealed. Hallelujah. Amen. The believer's salvation has already occurred in the past at the cross, the gift of God. We can't do anything to earn our salvation. Some suggest what? That the gift modifies the word faith in this verse, but Paul is saying that even our belief in God does not originate in ourselves. This is from the Lord. The gift is from God. The gift of grace, the gift of salvation, the gift of love. He loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that if we believe, whosoever believed on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The grace of God is amazing, it's powerful. Hallelujah. And it helps you to overcome every trial, every test, every situation. The grace, the favor, the help. When you can't do it alone, you can come to the Lord and he will be right there. Come to him faithfully and he'll be right there for you. Amen. Praise God. There is more. But we just thank God for what you have heard. We thank God that he is a present help in the time of need and grace. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain help in the time of need. Amen. The time of trouble, the time of need. Whatever it is, we can come confidently to the Lord. Hebrews 4:16 assures us again of the grace and the love and goodness of our Lord. Amen. I just wanted to read it if I could. I know I wrote it. Praise God. Since we have a great high priest, Jesus, the Son of God, who has passed through what? The heavens, from death into new life with God. Let us hold tightly to our faith, for Jesus is not some high priest who has no sympathy for our weaknesses and flaws. We have weaknesses and flaws, but those weaknesses and flaws should not cause us to miss his abundant grace. Amen. The grace is what will help to bring us through, to help us to overcome. Amen. And to be more like Jesus. All right. He has already been tested in every way that we are tested. But what? He emerged victorious. Again, I say he emerged victorious without failing God. So let us step boldly to the throne of grace where we what can find mercy and grace to help when we need it most. Mm-hmm. When do you need it most? Hallelujah. Only you know that. Only you, hallelujah, can look in that mirror if you have to. The mirror is the word of God. Look in the mirror. Hallelujah, if you have to. Whatever it takes, amen, we can find help in the time of need. Hallelujah. We just thank God today for this word. Hallelujah. There's so much more, church. But I just trust and pray that you are getting something out of what I have said. I pray that the Holy Spirit would let something that I've said resonate in your hearts. The Lord is the master builder. The Lord is the head. He's the author. He's the head of the covenant of grace. All right. The covenant of grace is where Jesus has given his all for us. Now, henceforth and forever. Hallelujah. We can continually and confidently come to him. Amen. And realize that the Holy Spirit is bringing us from one level of glory to the next level of glory. One area of joy and peace and victory and get relationship with him to the next level of glory. Hallelujah. If there is some suffering, there is some pain, there is some turmoil along the way. There are some testing and some trial. There is some hardship. There might even be some sickness and even some financial woe. Whatever it is we are facing, the grace of our Lord can help us to overcome and rise. Amen. Rise, even as Jesus rose. Rise and be healed. Rise and be strengthened. Rise and place your hope and trust in the living Christ. He is available. He is present. Luke 5 says he is present to heal and to help us. Hallelujah. May we all pray now. Hallelujah. We'll pray and we'll just continue prayerfully this message in the day and the hour to come. Father, I thank you again for your abundant grace. I thank you, Lord, that you are giving us the grace to take the mask off. And then whatever we see in the mirror, we see the real person. Lord, we receive because of you. We can be brand new. Because of you, we can overcome. Because of your grace, hallelujah, we will serve you faithfully. Your grace, hallelujah, brings us victory. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. And then for those, Lord, that need a fresh start. I pray that you would make that possible today. Oh God, a fresh start, a fresh walk, a new relationship with you. And then even those that may have be trusting you for the first time today, I pray that you would enter in now as they open their hearts to you. And then may the Holy Spirit also be manifested to each heart and wash away the sin. You are the Lamb of God, and you have suffered and bled and died that the sins of the world would be taken away, Lord, from our lives. Deliver us now from all manner of sickness and evil and conditions that, oh God, we have been encountering. Deliver us and give us your peace now. Pour out your love upon us. We just thank you and we love you. We praise you. Hallelujah. There is no one like you. No one like you. And you can make the greatest difference in each of our lives. Strengthen us, Lord, wherever we are weak, wherever we have come short. Make us strong in you. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Greater is he that is in thee than he that is in the world. Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. The joy of the Lord is your strength. We may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Continue to heal and strengthen and make whole for your glory, Lord. And then anoint our hands that we might be able to do that work that truly is ordained by you. Anoint our hands and our feet to do for you, to work for the kingdom. Yes, Lord, let our work be found in you and let it bring glory and honor and praise to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Prepare us, Lord, for you are coming soon. You are coming, God. And may we be ready. May hearts and minds be ready, oh God, when you come. Yes, Lord, we thank you for that. And we give you praise now. In Jesus Christ's name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise you. Amen. The Lord of grace is with us. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, our comforter, is our help. And hallelujah, the word of God. Yes. Will bring us into what? Glory to glory to glory. Hallelujah. Deeper depths, higher heights, and a richer, closer walk with the Lord. We are excited about what God is doing. Yes, we are. Amen. We can do nothing of ourselves, but through Christ, we can do all things. Amen.